Indonesia's largest city, Jakarta, is known as the capital of gridlock. Urban planners say there are too many vehicles on too few roads. And some say that by 2014, rush hour traffic in Jakarta won't be able to move at all. While politicians squabble over the best way to fix this festering problem, citizens have found a way to profit from it. Sandy Houseman reports on the traffic jockeys of Jakarta.
With 20 million vehicles on the streets each day, and with far less pavement than in big cities like New York, Singapore, and Tokyo, traffic in Jakarta is terrible. Dayden Rukmana teaches urban planning at Savannah State University. He says the population of the world's sixth largest metropolis has been growing so fast that the city can't keep up.
In 2000, they have 20 million, and in 2010, up to 28 million. There is a study showing that Jakarta will have total traffic gridlock by 2014.
To reduce the number of cars on the road, lawmakers have designated several main arteries as what they call three-in-one zones. During the morning and afternoon rush, you can't drive there unless you have at least three people on board. That's why near the entrances to the zones, men, women, and children line up, raising their index finger, offering to rent themselves to commuters in a hurry.
Yeah.
20-year-old Lichak climbs into a black sedan, cradling her 2-month-old daughter Nabila. Together, they'll help a college student get to class on time. The baby gives Lichak a competitive advantage, providing two passengers for the price of one.
Anda suka pergi di mobil?
Suka.
Lichak tells me she can make at least two trips in a morning, collecting $2 or $3 to help pay for household expenses. She never worries about her safety, and she likes the work. People who can afford to pay have nice cars, so she sits in air-conditioned comfort, listening to the radio. She and others in this line of work are called traffic jockeys. They dress neatly each day and may have regular customers. For some, it's their only income. Others, like 21-year-old Addick, see this as an easy way to make extra cash when he's not on the job parking cars.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's a good deal. Sometimes, when I hit it lucky, when it's a good day, I can make a lot. There are no guarantees when you do this kind of thing, but sometimes I get 20,000 rupiahs.
That's about $2.35 in a city where the poor live on less than a dollar a day. Jockeys are well worth the price for 50-year-old Fanny, who doesn't want to give her last name. A busy executive with a pharmaceutical firm, she recalls rainy days when it took 2 hours to get to work and 3 hours to get home.
So in order to avoid that, we usually pick up the young boy. Actually, our office is over there, see? So for him to go back to where we pick him up, not so far. He just can go across the bridge, yeah.
He can walk back.
Yeah.
It's not legal to work as a jockey. Some have been arrested, and drivers can be fined. But Fanny and her passenger say they've never been caught. 14-year-old Ala sits in the front seat by Fanny's driver. He'll head for school this afternoon, but this morning he's excited to be seeing the city, learning his way around, and earning money for books and other family expenses. It's money Fanny is happy to provide.
We have somebody to make a living. That's what I think.
But the jockeys of Jakarta may be endangered by their own success. Government officials say the money spent on these professional hitchhikers could instead help pay for mass transit, and they're considering creating toll roads to replace three-in-one zones. Indonesia has also secured a $1.3 billion loan from the Japanese to build a rapid transit system. But that project, like the traffic, is moving slowly, with completion expected in 2016. For the world, I'm Sandy Houseman in Jakarta.
Sandy Houseman traveled to Indonesia as part of a fellowship with the International Reporting Project.